We are Karen and Kids, and we are the children of God.
Great is the love the Father has given us,
that we should be called the children of God.
And that is what we are.
We lift our voice and sing praises to the King.
So join us as we learn about God
and as we sing and celebrate.
Hallelujah.
We are the children of God.
Welcome to Karen and Kids.
And
Happy New Year!
The year's almost over.
It's been an amazing year.
Think of all the things you've done.
Think of all the things that you have learned.
Think of the people you've met.
Think of the places you have gone.
Think of how God has blessed you and your family.
And every day we live, God's love and care surrounds us.
It's a new start. A new beginning, a new fight for a prize worth winning. There is new hope and peace in knowing, new strength in you is growing, and all around you can be found God's love. There's a new gift for the taking, a new day made for you is waking. There's a new time to see things clearly, new life to hold so dearly. God's love and care, and all around you can be found. God's love and care.
New beginnings. A new year will soon start, and when I think of New Year's, I think about making resolutions. Have you guys ever made a resolution? Jess?
I wanted to have a quiet time every morning.
Quiet time every morning. That's good.
Mine was probably like when like we go to youth group and stuff, like they tell us all this stuff, and it's not like it goes in one ear and out the other, but like by the next week, like I'm not thinking about it anymore.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And that's sort of my thing, that I want to actually like remember this stuff.
And Caitlin, you have a resolution?
To do my homework right when I get home.
Because you have other things that you'd rather do, right?
Right.
Yeah. And you know what Miss Karen's resolution is always? I always start off thinking I'm going to get organized. I'm going to know where everything is so I don't spend all my time looking for things.
Sometimes I clean my room spotless. I'm like, oh, now I know where everything is. And then I'll come home the next day and I'll be like, well, it's okay if I just put my backpack on the floor because I'll get it later.
Yeah.
And then everything piles up. I'm like, oops.
Oops. That's
right. Did I do that?
Yeah. You start off thinking it's going to be, I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it. And then what happens?
You don't do it.
Yep. Well, it's hard for us to do it on our own. We make lots of mistakes. God knows we need help.
He forgives us for our mistakes.
He gives us another chance and another chance and another chance and another chance.
That's right. God is so amazing.
Stars, the moon, the land and sea. In 6 days he made it
the Bible, we can read stories about people who made mistakes, and God still used them for mighty work. Can you think of some examples?
Jonah.
Okay.
God asked him to go to Nineveh, and he said no, and he ran away. And he got eaten by a giant fish, mm-hmm. and he stayed in there for 3 days.
Wow, you know the story, yeah. And then how did he end up doing what God called him to do?
He prayed, and the fish spit him out, and then he went to Nineveh and did what God told him to do.
Exactly right, okay.
Saul was a Pharisee, and he was, like, against Jesus, and he would persecute the Christians or kill them.
Okay.
And then Jesus met him on the road and said, Saul, why are you persecuting the Christians, and why are you going against me? And he was blind for 3 days, and after that, Paul became an apostle.
Good. That's a great example of someone who made lots of mistakes, and then really God using them in a mighty way. And Andrea?
Peter, Jesus' disciple, was told by Jesus that before the rooster crowed, Peter would deny him 3 times. And before the rooster crowed, Peter did deny him 3 times. Mm-hmm. And even though he did, God still used Peter to build his church.
That's a great example. And Jessica?
Moses didn't want to do what God wanted him to do because mm-hmm. God wanted him to appeal to Pharaoh. But Moses said he didn't want to go to Pharaoh. He couldn't speak good. Mm-hmm. But he did it anyway, and God used him to do some great things.
Well, you know, it's hard to do God's work sometimes, to be the kind of person that God calls us to be. Sometimes we don't even believe ourselves that we have what it takes. We make lots of mistakes, and sometimes we're hard on ourselves, aren't we? We feel that God won't love us sometimes because we've made those mistakes. But no matter what we do, God's love is always there for us.
He sent his son Jesus to show us the way.
We need to focus on Jesus. God forgives us when we do wrong, but that doesn't mean we can keep on doing wrong without learning from our mistakes.
He makes us aware of our mistakes, our sin.
We need to confess them and turn away from them.
That's the way we grow closer to Him.
And we can't learn and grow closer to Him on our own, can we? We need to pray about it and read the Bible and stay focused on Him.
Mind is not on earthly things. The prize is found in heaven. You know His power. You know His love. Your sins have been forgiven. Fix your eyes on Jesus. And there's a joy like no other. A peace that passes all. Jesus is your master. You can hear Him call. Fix your eyes on Jesus. You wanna seek Him, you wanna find Him, you wanna know Him, you wanna love Him more and more. You wanna thank Him, you wanna praise Him, you wanna serve Him, you wanna give. Forget what is behind you. Look to your heavenly home. Through the darkness He will shine. To win the prize, press on. Fix your eyes on Jesus. Fix your eyes on Jesus. Fix your eyes.
Let's pray.
Dear Father, thank you for your gift of grace, for loving us even when we make mistakes. Help us to be aware of our mistakes, to confess them to you and turn away from them. We want to serve you and love you just the way Jesus did. As we start this new year, teach us to look to you more, to trust you more, to love you and others completely. We want to be more like Jesus. In His name we pray, amen.
Thank you for joining us today.
We want to hear from you.
What are you doing at your church to help God's family grow?
We can learn from each other.
You can write to us the old-fashioned way at Karen and Kids, Post Office Box 168, Timonium, Maryland, 21094. Or email us at karen@karenandkids.com.
You can visit us online at www.karenandkids.com or give us a call at 1-800-527-5522.
And remember,
we all make mistakes. God forgives us.
Thanks be to God. See you next time.
May the Lord bless you and keep you until we meet again. Amen. Amen. May the Lord bless you and keep you until we meet again.
Your prayers and financial support make Karen and Kids possible. Karen and Kids is written by Karen Mortimer and the kids. Our music is produced by John Grant at Secret Sound Studio, and our program is recorded and edited by Tony Corelli at Purple Dog Studio.